A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Did you ever perform in the school band or the school choir or anything like that, Simon?
I didn't, Yumi. Okay. No, I tried to avoid that.
Famously, if you couldn't remember the lyrics to a song, even the school song or the anthem, we were told to mouth the words rhubarb, rhubarb.
Oh, I know that. My mother-in-law went to drama school and she loves to remind people of this. Yeah.
So is it just when you can't remember the song
thing? Yeah, and I think if you're in the background on like a filming of a theatre or whatever, they're all just saying rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb over and again. And it looks like you're having a real conversation.
It's so bizarre, isn't it?
Crazy.
Imagine if you could lip read and everybody's just saying rhubarb. Rhubarb, you weirdos. Exactly. Well, today, guess what we're going to talk about?
Oranges.
I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is a rhubarb episode of your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So, Simon, I've gone full circle with rhubarb. You know, I used to dislike it. I thought it was a weird white people food.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like a weed, you know, kind of like rescued food. Like, is it really a food or is it a weed?
You're really not selling rhubarb.
Just dumping tons of sugar on this weed and then you're eating it. Anyway, I've come round because I've grown it myself.
Yes.
I've lived near farmers markets. I've tried it as jam, as pie.
Yeah.
And now I've got it here in my hand.
I can see it.
As a sort of compote. Is that how you say it, compote?
Yes, yes, you do. And it's glistening. It's a lovely red, ruby red colour, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Yeah. So if you're like not really into rhubarb or haven't eaten it lately, it grows in a big sort of blush pink stem with leaves, and you just eat the stem, you cook it down with lots of sugar, and what you discover is that it releases this really incredible aroma. It's sort of almost like roses.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Don't eat those leaves though, because the leaves here are quite poisonous.
They are poisonous. Yeah, so I was confused thinking it was beetroot leaves, but it's rhubarb.
It's rhubarb.
So they can go to the compost, but do not put them in a salad or anything. Now, with sweet foods, this is something I kind of mull over a bit, Simon.
Mm.
The more sugar you add, I think the less you can taste the original item.
I think you're right. Yeah. Though, Yumi. Yeah.
So in all of my sweet cooking, I'm constantly just weighing up how little sugar can I add to make this still okay, but not overpower the original ingredients.
Yep.
The thing that we want to shine is the rhubarb. Now, if you're making a jam, the sugar preserves it, so it stops it from going off. With a compote, you need to kind of eat it, maybe within a couple of weeks. So right now, while rhubarb is seasonal and cheap, and you can sometimes get it for a dollar a bunch, which is, you know, I feel like it's Yumi Christmas. So it's like, oh my God, guys, it's Christmas for me. I can buy it for a dollar. So I'll buy like 16 bunches and feel somewhat overwhelmed. Is you can treat it like a jam without adding that much sugar, but do what I do, which is sterilize some glass jars.
Yes.
Now, for a lot of people, that's an instant no, I'm not doing that.
Yes.
Right? Yes, it's like, oh God, what are you talking about? Sounds like it involves chlorine and scrubbing, you know, things with handles. It doesn't actually involve that. You want clean jars, obviously, with lids that aren't plastic, and then you put both items, so lid and jar, into the oven, turn it on to about 110 or 120 and just forget about it for, say, half an hour, and those jars are now sterilized.
Yeah.
I do find that if you then make the compote or the jam marmalade and put it into the slightly warm jar, it seals better.
Oh, okay.
It sort of creates that vacuum and everything sucks in and it's a little bit more germ proof. And then basically, so the reason I'm talking you through doing this is that you can make a big batch of rhubarb compote. Mm. It can sit in your fridge. You can give it to friends, but it won't go off that quickly. So you've got some in storage and you don't have to go through that big process of cooking vats of stuff in your kitchen for ages. So around 1.2 kilograms of washed trimmed rhubarb.
Okie dokie.
To weigh it up. I mean, weigh it up, but around 500 grams of sugar. So often it's 1-to-1. So they'd say a kilogram.
That'd be very sweet, wouldn't
too
it?
Too sweet. And then don't add any water. So this is where, again, you need to hold your nerve.
Mm.
You'll be tempted to say, look, it's just dry fruit in a big pot. I need to add water. You can add the juice of, say, 4 oranges.
Okay, that's nice.
And it really complements the rhubarb flavour, but it doesn't add a lot more moisture to the mixture. And then while it's still hot, after about half an hour to 45 minutes, spoon that sloppy, hot, sweet, aromatic
rhubarb
mess.
Goodness.
Oh, into those warm, sterilized jars, tighten those lids up, wash the jars, label them, and you've got a really good treat that will last you.
And a fantastic present for all those lovely people.
I brought you one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I know. See if it makes a pop when you open it.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, it didn't pop.
It does look good. Doesn't it?
Does it smell all right?
It smells delicious.
Can you please tell me it doesn't have mold? It
smells like an English country garden, you
oh,
mean?
Good. I'll show you a photo on our 5-minute food fix of what that looks like. But yeah, just grab rhubarb when you see it at the market, add a little sugar and some orange juice, and that is just such a treat to go on. You know what I love that on? Some granola, Greek yogurt,
yes,
a big generous amount, and then the rhubarb is on top like a cherry on the
beautiful.
So good. It's your 5-minute food fix.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.